I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Tuesday, November the 11th, 2025. In Murfreesboro, a 35-year-old man has pled guilty to attempted aggravated child abuse after brutally beating his 5-year-old child with a belt. Treviosa Miller admitted in Rutherford County Circuit Court on October the 31st to striking the child about 15 times across the legs, leaving severe welts and bruising. The incident stemmed from New Year's Day, 2023, when the child defecated on the floor. Charges were filed 2 months later following an investigation by Murfreesboro Police Detective James Wilkinson, who presented evidence to a grand jury. Miller faces sentencing on February the 6th of next year before Judge Barry Tidwell. Turning to another disturbing child abuse case in Rutherford County, a now 19-year-old man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for the attempted aggravated rape of a 3-year-old relative. Brendan Hayden, who was 17 at the time of the 2022 crime, pled guilty in adult court to a lesser charge earlier this year. Prosecutors say that the toddler confided in her mother that her private parts hurt, leading to questions that revealed digital rape by the teen, who admitted that the act was out of curiosity, sparked by discussions with a school peer. Transferred from juvenile to adult court, Hayden was indicted in March of 2024. He'll serve the full 10-year sentence at 100% through the Tennessee Department of Corrections and has been placed on the sex offender registry. In Rutherford County, a 34-year-old Murfreesboro man faces potentially spending the rest of his life behind bars after being convicted on multiple child sex crimes involving two young girls aged 11 and 12. Anthony Caldwell was found guilty this past month on all counts following a 2022 investigation sparked by the victim's grandmother discovering disturbing text messages on a cell phone. Assistant District Attorney Trevor Lynch says that the evidence included a lengthy history of questionable messages between Caldwell and at least one of the children, leading to interviews and a grand jury indictment in 2023 after several court continuances. While new state laws effective in July of 2024 allow for harsher penalties, including the death penalty for certain child rape cases, those are only permitted from this year onward. They do not apply to Caldwell's 2022 crimes. Shifting to a serious traffic incident, a 34-year-old driver has been indicted for a head-on crash on Highway 99 that injured 5 people, including a mother and her child. Matthew Delk was arrested Friday on a sealed Rutherford County grand jury indictment, charging 2 counts of aggravated assault and 2 counts of reckless endangerment. Police say on April 23rd, Delk's Buick Enclave drove into oncoming traffic, narrowly missing one vehicle before slamming into a Toyota Highlander, which then spun into a Cadillac Escalade. Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue extracted the Highlander's driver, while a passerby freed the infant from its car seat. 2 occupants in the Escalade had minor injuries. The Murfreesboro Police Fatal Accident Crash Team investigated, with Eagleville Police assisting in the arrest. Delk posted a $15,000 bond and is due in General Sessions Court on December the 4th. In Murfreesboro, St. Mark's United Methodist Church is stepping up to help those facing food insecurity with a free food box giveaway this Saturday. The event runs from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. or until supplies run out, at the warehouse behind the church and preschool playground on North Rutherford Boulevard. Boxes will be distributed first come, first serve, and organizers are urging residents to arrive early. It's all part of the church's ongoing mission to support local families in need. In a developing murder case out of Rutherford County, the man accused of killing 45-year-old Harold Cruz last year is set for a key court appearance this week. 40-year-old Clinton Lynn Johnson Jr. faces a plea hearing on Thursday, November 13th, on charges of first-degree murder and aggravated robbery. Police say that the case began with a medical emergency call on October the 27th, 2024, where officers found Cruz dead from severe head injuries suffered the night before. An investigation led to Johnson's arrest on November of 2024, with a sealed grand jury indictment following in August of this year. Johnson, who is being held at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, also has a pending drug paraphernalia case from days after the incident. He's represented by public defender Drew Perkins, with Assistant District Attorney Matt Westmoreland prosecuting. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at News Radio WGNS on Facebook, as well as X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.